Hello, Joseph Tame in Tokyo here, continuing my recording of podcasts for to document my trip to Europe, to Loeb, to speak at Loeb 2011. So in my previous podcast, Audioboo, I was just talking about visiting the Presidential Palace, and I must say, it was absolutely beautiful, really was. Really stunning architecture, and just a real treat to be able to go there. And anyway, so yeah, I had a nice chat with Leo. And then after that, there was to be a party, a speaker's party in a restaurant not too far away. So back out into the courtyard we go, and there's all the Loeb chauffeur-driven cars all lined up inside the Imperial, Palace courtyard, which was pretty cool. And then I shared a cab with Leo and a couple of others. And driving down the Champs-Élysées, seeing the Arc de Triomphe at the end, all the Christmas lights, chatting with Leo was one of those surreal moments that I never would have imagined would have happened. You know, it was so beautiful. And we're all kind of, gazing out the windows at the lights, and it was just, wow, you know, this is really cool. This is one of those moments that I'm really, really enjoying. It was wonderful. Then we had a meal after that, and I must admit, I was quite tired after that day. So I returned home, because I also returned to my apartment. I still had a lot of work to do on the iRun. Back to the apartment, preparing for the following day. Now, this was the first time that the iRun had been seen outside of Japan. So I was a little bit concerned, a little bit nervous when going out onto the streets. What would people make of it? Was I putting myself in any danger by having all these iPods and iPads and things and iPhones on display? But you know what? The reaction was just the same as in Tokyo, in that it was really really positive. It was very funny. You know, some people, of course, they're trying not to notice. More the younger people, like in their 20s or 30s. And then you get these older people who, especially old ladies, they would stop in their tracks and turn to me and say, Monsieur, and I'd lose them after Monsieur because I don't speak French. And they were smiling and laughing and asking me things about it. And of course, I could only tell them, sorry, I don't understand French. Do you speak English? And that was about as far as I could go. And of course, you know, they were a bit confused, but they'd laugh and smile and continue. The children on the other side of the road, coming down the road, pointing. It was a school group pointing and asking their teachers, you know, what's that over there? And their teachers obviously don't have a clue. They're like, you kind of got the impression that the teachers were just as stunned as the children were. But, you know, once again, a lot of laughter, a lot of smiles. And that was wonderful to see this reaction in people. Because, you know, it really was so ridiculous. Then I had to kind of take it off and put it in the car, and then arrived at the venue and put it on. And before I'd even walked into the venue, there was a couple of Brits who knew about me. And they were very surprised to see me behind the venue putting it on. And they helped me get my gear on, helped me get the iRun on and belt buckle up and things. Within about 15 seconds of walking into the building, there was a Reuters film crew on me. And the thing was, I didn't have my rabbits on my shoes. I had the wrong shoes on, and I couldn't really give a proper interview. And I tried to say, you know, can you come back a bit later? And they're, oh, no, we have to do it right now. But so I think I screwed that one up a bit. But anyway, it took a very long time for me to make any progress towards the speaker's part of the venue, because so many people were stunned, were delighted, were wanting photos taken, so many photos. This was something that no one had ever seen before. So, you know, and you look at it and you're like, what on earth is that? And it was such fun. We all had such fun. Anyway, I shall continue in just a moment in my next audio booth. Thank you. Bye-bye.